Hey, this is Gary Quill with Racing Biz, and I'm here at Fairhill Training Center with Graham Motion, who's preparing Irish War Cry for the Kentucky Derby. Graham, has he ever had issues once he's worked, you know, coming out of a work? Is there going to be anything that you're going to be keen on after his work that you're going to be concerned with that he comes out of the work?
You know, look, you're concerned every day. I mean, every day I walk in the barn, I'm concerned that there could be an issue, so... nothing out of the ordinary, hopefully. Hopefully it'll be straightforward.
Okay, and once we get to Kentucky, you're shipping on Monday, just typical couple, you know, jogs around the track.
Tuesday he'll have a pretty light day, probably gallop about a mile, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday he'll gallop a mile and a half and probably visit the gate one day.
How about the weather? I know weather in Kentucky might be iffy Wednesday, Thursday. Any concerns about the track coming up off?
No, I think he'll handle it fine. I mean, he skipped over the track here yesterday when it was a little muddy. So, you know, we will have done our major work. So for him to gallop on a wet track is not going to bother me.
Let's go to Derby Day, or at least come post-position draw. You've done well with Animal Kingdom and actually went the day well, ran better than the bettors thought when... He ran fourth. They were both on the pretty far extreme outside post 13 and 16. Irish War Cry, a little more speed early on than they are. Do you have an ideal post?
I'd probably like to be around there, you know, somewhere 10 out or even 13 out. You know, you'd prefer not to be on the extreme outside. I just think you have a chance of having a little bit of a cleaner trip, and you get an opportunity to see what everybody else is doing without getting caught up in the melee going into the first turn.
Are you expecting him to be in the first flight? Do you think he's matured to the point where if he doesn't get a good break, there won't be panic and he'll be able to negotiate a good trip?
Yeah, no, I certainly won't be panicked if he doesn't get away from there clean. I mean, I think... I'll very much leave it up to Rajiv, but, you know, you'd be surprised with his running style if he's not in the first kind of group of horses.
Last question. A lot of people have asked you to compare Animal Kingdom with him. Obviously, there really isn't no comparison, but you had alluded earlier saying that you actually seem a little bit more confident because he's further along and he's answered more questions. Is that a true statement?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's just in comparison, he is more accomplished than Animal Kingdom at this stage of the game. Does that mean I think he's a better horse? No, not at all. I mean, I would have a very hard time comparing anyone to Animal Kingdom because he was, you know, he was a horse of a lifetime. It seems unlikely that I would have another one as good as him. But look, this horse, he's done an awful lot. He's done more than any three-year-old I've ever had at this stage of the game. He's extremely talented. So who's to say that he couldn't fill those shoes? But right now, you know, I think it would be unfair on Irish War Cry to draw the comparison with Animal Kingdom.
I have to agree with you there. Trying not to jump ahead, he seems like he needs some time in between races. Do you have any concerns if, well, let's dream, he turns out to be the horse in the Kentucky Derby? The quick turnaround, 2 weeks, do you have any concern about that?
No, I really don't. I mean, you know, we haven't over-raced him this spring, this year. Look, it's a concern for everybody to come back in 2 weeks, but do I have particular concerns with this horse? No, I hope it's a problem.
a very nice problem, plus you'll be nice and close to home. And that's
a big factor, you know, the fact that we are fairly close and it's something we're really familiar with. But my owner really wants to get to the Haskell, so we've got to work around that.
So do the spring preps for the Haskell, and that would be perfect. Well, again, and before I finish off, since you mentioned the Haskell, do you feel any, it's kind of crazy to say pressure, but he's a New Jersey bred, and with the state of New Jersey racing, his success would mean the world to New Jersey racing. Do you take any pride in the fact that he's a New Jersey bred, basically going up against Kentucky breds?
Well, I think it's a neat story. And, I mean, Isabel has done so much for Jersey racing with her, you know, obviously with her family, the Haskell family. So, you know, it would be tremendous to it's already tremendous that he's participating at this level. But, you know, of course, to come home and win the Kentucky Derby with a New Jersey bred, that would be another feather in his cap. But does it add any extra pressure? No, I think there's already, you know, it's the pressure you put on yourself, and there's already plenty of that, so I don't think it changes anything. But I'd love to represent them well, obviously.
Well, that's great. Well, I wish you well, and you've handled the pressure in the past with Animal Kingdom. And when you get to the Wolves in Kentucky, I'm sure you'll handle everything great. Thank you very much, Graham.
All right. Thanks, Gary.